But we've got a, what they call a gopher around here. It looks like a turtle.
Yeah.
But he lives all together on high land.
Is a gopher the same thing as a terrapin?
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. No, that's a gopher grows to be pretty big. Mm-hmm. They grow in sand, where it's sand that go down and make the hole like that.
Yeah.
And the turtle, he gonna live in the water, around the water. Mm-hmm. And them terrapins, they just like shallow water. They don't get in deep water much.
Yeah. This is another kind of thing that you might find in a freshwater stream. Some people use them for bait. You know, it's got claws on it, and when you turn over a rock, it swims away from you backwards.
Crawfish.
Mm. Are those things good to eat?
I don't think so. I never have eaten them. They look like a crab.
Yeah.
But they don't grow large enough. I wouldn't think.
So you'd probably have to have a lot of them.
Yeah.
Do you any good?
And if you take his hull off, there wouldn't be much meat there.
Not much meat. Yeah. Okay. What do you call that insect that, you know, flies around the light and tries to fly into the light?
I call him candlelight.
Candlelight. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as the kind of insect that'll get in your clothes and eat them up if you're not careful?
Well, I don't think so. He's called a moss,
uh-huh.
But it's a smaller than the cattle fly, the one that flies around the light.
Yeah. What about, do you have an insect around here that flies around at night and it looks like it's flashing on and off?
Yeah. That's what I call a lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. About what time of the year do you see those things?
In the spring of the year, more so. Mm-hmm.
Are there a lot of them around here?
There are at certain times, yes, sir.
Another kind of insect that you might see, especially when you go fishing, they every now and then, you know, light on your fishing pole. They got a real thin body and a couple of pair of transparent wings. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I don't know where I can call the name of it or not. When I was a kid, I've heard them called snake doctors.
Why is that?
I don't know unless it was just,
uh-huh.
He's larger than a mosquito or something.
Maybe they're a sign that snakes are nearby, something like that?
Well, it could be, but I'd go with my parents and my father,
uh-huh.
and the other folks too, they'd call them snake doctors.
Yeah. You ever heard of people call them dragonflies?
I've heard of dragonflies. Now, where it's the same, I don't. Yeah, I've heard.
How about mosquito hawk?
Yeah, I've heard them called mosquito hawks, so larger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talking about insects, what different types of insects around here might sting you?
There are wasps, and there are yellow jackets, and there are bees, and there are bumblebees. And the hornets.
Yeah, you mentioned wasps. Those things build their nest out of something that kind of looks like paper, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those things that you might see them build nests on the side of a house? Looks like it's made out of mud.
That's dirt dauber.
Dirt dauber. Will a dirt dauber sting you?
Well, now, he's not bad about stinging. Now, I don't know where. But I believe he would.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the wasp, of course, the dirt dauber, they're not but one or two around.
Mm-hmm.
And a wasp, they're a bunch of them, you see.
Yeah.
And the dirt dauber,